Moving on to agenda item number three, discussion and possible action on fiscal year 2021 annual operating plan budget workshop and adoption of budget by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
David, I can see your slides. You're good to go.
All righty, here we go. You should have gotten your budget books about a week ago for the annual operating plan for FY 2021. Before I get started with the workshop itself and talking about the budget, I want to help out some of the new folks, new directors that we have out there, and tell you a little bit about the budgeting process. We start our budget back in December, and it takes 7 months for us to prepare the budget, which ends up bringing it to the board in July of 2020. It is a bottoms-up budget. We take great pains in looking at the expenses and looking at historical data to make sure that we get the best data and information going into our FY21 budget. We also look at the projects and the buildup of the projects. So all of this is put together and submitted to you as the budget itself. One of the other things is it is a zero-based budget, except for that we have to meet debt subject coverage ratio of 1.3. This is a board requirement as well as covenants in our bonds. So now let's talk a little bit about what happened in FY21. It's a little different than we had in the previous budgets. We came up with the original build-up the budget. We then cut the budget about 9%. The reason for doing that is to bring the system rate down to $79 per acre foot, the same as what we had in 2020. And why we did this is because the COVID-19 has stressed our customers' financial budgets themselves. So this was goodwill to help them out this year. We did send out written letters to the customers notifying that the rates did not change from last year. We also asked them if they had any questions related to the budget and or the rate itself, and we received none. So with that, let's talk a little bit about the FY21 budget. The first thing I'm going to do is talk to you a little bit about how we make the rates, and then later on the slides behind this helps shows what how the 2021 budget was built. Starting off with, let's look at the operating expenses. In the O&M expenditures for water supply, there you see that it went up $1.5 million. That is because we are replacing two very old cranes at Possum Kingdom. Now these cranes will be discussed by Mike later on in another agenda, but just to let you know that mobile equipment and vehicles are expensed in the rate. Net is the debt subject to coverage. We talked a little bit about that before. This is the East Williamson County Water Treatment Facility near Lake Granger. And we can talk a little bit more about the calculation that comes off of that debt service. The next one is the debt service not subject to coverage. And this is basically the loans that we have with the Corps of Engineers for the 8 core lakes and the water storage for those. It also includes the Allen's Creek portion, our portion of 30%, that is basically a Texas Water Development Board state participation loan. Now, in this one, you see the service debt went from 3.7 to 2.2. That 1.4 million is because back in June of 2020, budget being built, which was in June of 2019, at that time, the House bill was passed and signed by the governor for Houston to sell their portion of the Allen's Creek to BRA. So at that time, we put that into the budget. Since then, because of litigation, we have removed it for the 21 budget. Next is the operating project expenditures. These are projects that do not build out major infrastructures for MBRA, giving you a total of $54 million of expenses. Now let's take a look at the revenues that we have that are not related to system rate. The first is the non-system water contracts that we have with our customers. There are the two-tier contracts. That is where you get one tier, one type of rate for the water used, and then you get another rate, which is about half of the water not used. You also have utility contracts in there too. The other revenues that we have comes from basically Sugar Land, one of the wastewater treatment plants that we have, as well as the East Williamson County water treatment plant in Lake Granter. The other ones is probably interest off the investments we make, and then the lake permits, giving you a total of $17.7 million in revenue. Now let's talk about the debt coverage requirement. That is taking basically going back up to the East Williamson County bonds that we have. You would take 30% times the 2.5, giving you $761,000 of the ratio. That in essence becomes your surplus. So if you take the expenses, back out the revenues, and add back the 761, you end up with what is required by our system rate holders of 37.1 million. You then divide it by the 469,000 of the system rate contract amount that's out there, and you get to the $79. Now, looking back at last year, remember I just talked to you about the fact in June, the House bill was passed and signed by the governor. We'd already mailed out letters to our customers telling them that we'd be using $79 as the rate for FY 2020. We use another tool that we have in the rate making that the board approved is the rate stabilization reserve. There we offset the $1.4 million for the Houston portion of it, giving the system rate down to $79. I'm pausing just if there's any questions. I don't see any hands. So now let's talk about each element that makes up the budget. First is $71.6 million is the revenue that we have. We talked about the 37.1, which is coming from our system rate holders. We also talked about the 17.7 of the other income that we have. Another one is the cost reimbursable revenue. This is the revenue that we get from our customers, that our waste treatment plants, which is the Hutto, Temple Belton, Dozier, and then also Williamson County Regional Rural Water Line. This is where our customers' cost is billed back to them. So it's a net zero impact to BRA. This takes a look at 724,000 acre feet that we have under contract to sell in the FY 2021. As you can see, the 469, which is 65%, and then the next largest two is our two-tier and utility contract, which is some of our oldest contracts that we have. This just gives you a breakdown of the different rates and percentages and how they use. The agricultural is 70% of the $79. Now let's talk about the expenses in FY 2021. We made no provisions for the employees' cost index and merit. We only had net increase of two full-time positions, giving us $68.2 million in expenses. Again, the 44.2 is what we used for the system rate holders and the debt service and the operating projects. Now then, the cost reimbursable, we had 16.9 in the previous slide for the revenue and only 14.2 here. As we'll find out when we get into the capital projects, there's another $2.7 million worth of capital projects that will be funded and paid for by our customers. And that's what makes up the 16.9. This is how we plan to spend the money on our water supply system cost of the 44 million. This takes a look at each of the different departments. Again, Possum Kingdom with your 1.5 million. You also had the debt service, which were reduction. One of the other largest expenses we have is in the federal reservoirs. That is the Corps of Engineers, O&M expenses. And we had budgeted 7.1 million for that, which is about $15 per acre foot for the 79 out of the $79. This is our portion of the expenses that we, based off the water storage we have in the lake, that we pay to the Corps of Engineers to help maintain the eight core lakes. This is taking a look at the operating projects. As I mentioned before, their assessments, their studies, they do not build out the major infrastructure of our assets. So now let's take a look at the multi-year capital improvements. 60.8 We have basically about 70% of it is for new water. Now this takes a look at the detailed pieces of it all. And you can see we have about $40 million for Allen's Creek. And that's still made up of the $23 million that was in the House bill from June of last year, plus the additional expenses on starting the project itself in 2021. You also see in there the three or four down, the copper ion generator project. Now, Brad will talk about that later on in another agenda item, but that is one of the cost reimbursable projects we have. And if you go down further at the phase three pumps for $550,000, that's the other cost reimbursable project that we have that will be reimbursed by the customers. This just breaks down the lines of business. As you can see, we're projecting about $100 million beginning reserves. You then take out basically the expenses, the operating projects, you get down to the surplus of $700,000. And then the capital improvements giving you a net $42 million ending reserves. And you can see from the cost reimbursable, they do net out to zero. We do have a 90-day working capital per the board policy, and that's we're running around four times the 90-day working capital at the reserve. So now this is another cut, same thing again. I just showed a different cut to show you the 100 million or plus the 800,000 and then the capital projects down to the 42 million. So this is the reserves buckets that were approved and set up in a policy by the board. The rate stabilization fund, which we talked about a little bit, to help smooth out the rates, the avoiding spikes. Contingency fund is basically for unanticipated O&M expenses that may occur. The working capital we talked about is the 90-day water supply. And then self-insurance is basically a risk insurance for casualty, workman's comp, and other expenses like that. So this just takes a look at the current debts. This is the debt that we're projecting the end of this August, and then the debt for next year. As you can see, there's no increase in debt per se for this. Now, the Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line is on our balance sheet, but it is paid by the customers. And we're going to continue to use the 4% rate for our water contract customers if they're going to be paying it monthly or quarterly. So now let's look at the five-year financial forecast. Again, the rates were ran from 5 to 6% increase. This is pretty consistent with what we had last year, so there should not be any surprises to our customers. And then the raw water non-system is consistent with the current contract terms. O&M increased by historical 10-year index rolling average. Debt service, we have no existing debt that be added in the 2021, but we do have new debt coming in 2022 through 25. So now let's just like to look at the detailed financials. You can see the capital projects projected is 58.1 in 2021. We do start borrowing 41 million in 22. That is dependent on how much we spend in 21. So that will depend on how much bond proceeds we have for that. We are using the rate stabilization reserve to help smooth out to get the rates back to where we need to be by 2025. And then again, at the bottom is the working capital. And you can see we have a pretty strong position in each of the years out. This is a rather busy slide, but it shows you how we look at the debt coverage test, as well as the reserve that are required by the board, making sure that we meet those requirements. This is basically a summary. So this just gives you the rates that we have and the increases we have. And again, there should be no surprises to our customers for this. Last is just a 10-year look at the rates. And this last slide just shows you how the rate stabilization reserve is used to help keep the rate smooth for our customers to be able to forecast properly. And it's also a self-funding as well as helping to pay for capital projects. So are there any questions?
So David, just a quick question. So I know our water rates are not going up for this next year. That has been communicated to our customers. Any comment from our customers regarding the increase for the following year? I think you have it going up 5.something%. Right,
no.
There, 5.7%. So from 0 to 5.7, any comment thus far from our customers?
None that I know of. And that's pretty much consistent with what we gave them last year. We gave them an $83 system rate, and it was very quiet. I mean, we had no questions or comments, and they were, I'm not expecting any questions on that. The other rates were basically in line too with what we gave them last year too. Now the percentages work, but the rates are.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman, Director Bourne has a question.
Yes, Director Bourne.
David, could you revisit the part about the employee dealing with salaries and benefits? What's the plan?
Well, the plan was that we will not have an increase for 2021.
For the Director employees. Bourne, this is David Collinsworth.
Yes, sir.
The plan is for us to have a little bit better understanding at the end of the summer on the condition of how our customers are doing, and seeing how better understanding through the fall how COVID impacts our customers and the economy. And then probably in a January timeframe, reevaluating our ability to provide our staff with some raises.
Okay, I understand that's a wise direction to go. But when do we have insurance renewal? Is that in the end of the year, December or November, somewhere in that period? Benefits. Does a renewal take place toward the end of this year, fiscal year, or is it, because how do we have an idea how the, if the insurance is going to be going up a certain percent on our employees?
Yes, sir. This is Monica. We anticipate our insurance not increasing very much. So far, we've had a really good year. We've had pretty good experience for the last several years, and we've not seen much of an increase at all. Last year, I believe it was zero. If not, it was a tiny, tiny increase. But we do not estimate that we'll have large increases for this next year.
Okay.
We also don't anticipate passing, if we have any of those costs, passing those directly on to our employees.
Okay. I just want to be sure that we're in a critical scenario of infrastructure. We supply water. You know, it's sort of like public safety. It's these are critical, and this is not the time to have employee turnover or lose key employees. And so I know that you're handling this in a wise direction, wise manner. I just want to be sure we don't take advantage of any scenario, which I don't think you would, to where we get a spike in insurance costs, because I certainly don't trust insurance carriers. And then all of a sudden our employees have to pay more out of their pocket. I just want to be sure we keep it balanced as we go through these times, you know, and I like the direction you're headed.
Thank you. Well noted.
Thank you.
Okay. If there's not any other questions, I'd like to read the resolution to adopt.
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Sir.
Presiding Officer Flores, I just want to make sure that people aren't totally depending upon the raise hand function to ask questions.
Right, because I can't see everybody. So you literally are going to have to state your name and let me know you have a question. Thank you. Any questions before we read the resolution? Okay, David, can you read the resolution, please?
I will. Thanks. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority Board that the fiscal year 2021 annual operating plan and multi-year capital improvement project plan budget as presented to the board at the July 27th, 2020 meeting be approved and adopted, including the following provisions. Be it further resolved that the general manager CEO is hereby authorized to make expenditures and enter into contracts for expenditures as listed in the budget. In accordance with the Brazos River Authority's General Operation Practice, Policy 2.01, authority and responsibility of the Board of Directors and General Manager's Chief Executive Officer, be it further resolved that the General Manager CEO is hereby authorized to make adjustments in the individual lines that items amounts of the budget, provided that the total amount expended shall not exceed the total amount authorized for each of the operating divisions as follows. Water supply, $53,972,663. Cost reimbursable, $14,229,273. Total operating budget, $68,201,936. Water supply, $58,086,000. Cost reimbursable, $2,664,000. Total capital budget, $60,750,000. Be it further resolved that the board hereby adopts the multi-year capital improvement project plan as presented in the budget. Be it further resolved that the board hereby approves and adopts a rate of $79 per acre foot of water annually for the fiscal year 2021 for both the system water rate and the interruptible water rate. Be it further resolved that the board hereby approves and adopts a rate of $55.30 per acre foot of water annually for the fiscal year 2021 for the agriculture water rate. Be it further resolved that the board hereby approves and adopts a methodology of quarter payments and monthly payments to include a multiplier to be applied to the annual payments to allow the Brazos River Authority to recover interest lost on any unpaid balance, plus a service charge for administrative costs, including but not limited to the costs involving the billings, accounting, collecting for the quarterly and monthly payments. Be it further resolved by the board that the methodology used to determine the multiplier consists of applying the current savings rate the Brazos River Authority would be earning on the funds it fully paid in full annually to the unpaid balance on the monthly or quarterly schedules to determine the lost interest, and then that service charge shall remain at $20 per invoice to cover annual additional administrative costs for billings, accounting, collecting, and associated payments. And
excuse me, David.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Can you please go back one prior to be it further resolved? Because you said an and instead of an or, and I want to make sure the board understands that. If you can go back one slide.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks. I appreciate that. Be it further resolved by the board that the methodology used to determine the multiplier consists of applying the current savings rate. The
Prior to that, please.
Gotcha. I got
it. Down on the bottom, the last be it resolved.
Yes. Be it further resolved that the board hereby approves and adopts a methodology for quarterly payments or monthly payments to include a multiplier to be applied to the annual payment to allow the Brazos River Authority to recover interest lost on any unpaid balance, plus a service charge for administrative costs, including but not limited to costs involving the billings, accounting, and collecting for quarterly and monthly payments. Be it further resolved by the board that the methodology used to determine the multiplier consists of applying the current saving rate the Brazos River Authority would be earning on the funds it paid in full annually to the unpaid balance on a monthly or quarterly schedule to determine the lost interest, and the service charge shall remain at $20 per invoice to cover additional administrative costs for billings, accounting, and collecting the associated payments. And be it further resolved that the board hereby approves and adopts an annual interest rate of 4% and a daily interest rate charge of 0.010985.89%. That's 4% divided by 365 days to be applied for the quarterly and monthly payments for the fiscal year 2021.
You have heard the resolution. Once again, if you are making a motion to adopt, please state your name. Do I hear a motion to adopt?
Director Huber, I so move.
A motion made by Director Huber, a second by?
Director Henderson, second.
Director Henderson, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor? Director Taylor?
Yes. Yes.
Director Abraham?
Yes.
Director Boren?
Yes.
Director Fernandez?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Crone?
Yes.
Director LaChance?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Ruiz?
Austin Ruiz, yes.
Director Savage?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Wilson?
Yes.
And just to confirm, Director Sanderson and Director Yancey have not joined the call. Is that correct? Thank you.